Welcome back to the MIAA Basketball Media Day at the College Basketball Experience next to T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, where we're now joined by members of the Emporia State women's basketball team. And before we talk with Coach Toby Wynn, with Treasure Job and Callie Martin, just to run down the women's poll, the Lady Hornets are number four in both the coaches and the media poll. Fort Hays State is number one in the coaches' poll, followed by Central Missouri, then Nebraska, Kearney, Emporia State, then Central Oklahoma, Washburn, Pittsburgh State, Missouri, Western Missouri, Southern, Northwest, Northeastern, Rogers, Lincoln, and Newman. And on the media side for the women, Central Missouri and Fort Hays State are tied for the top spot, followed by Nebraska, Kearney, then Emporia State, Central Oklahoma, Washburn, Pittsburgh State, Missouri, Western, Northwest Missouri State, Missouri, Southern, Northeastern State, Rogers State, Newman, and Lincoln. As the Lady Hornets getting set to, well, they've been practicing for a while. I guess working out is the official terminology for it. Coach Toby Wynn, how have workouts been going for your team?
Well, it's been great, I feel like. I think, obviously, we have a lot of people back from a year ago, so I think they've done a good job of leading us and doing the things that we need to do to, you know, prepare for this upcoming season. There's been a lot of buy-in from everybody, I feel like, and I feel like our team is working hard. I think that they're motivated. I know that, we feel like we have some big goals ahead of us and some things that we'd like to try to accomplish as a group, and that's been a driving force for us.
Well, you mentioned you do have a lot of players back. Four starters are back from last year. The only one who's not back is Daly Handy, and she's graduated and gone on, I guess, to bigger and better things for her in her future life. But you have everybody else back who started for you last year, and even some players that got a lot of playing time are back. And the exciting thing about it has to be, when I'm starting to look at it, there are a lot of young players still on this roster.
Yeah, there is. Obviously, COVID, the COVID year gave some people an extra year of eligibility. And so we do have some youth, you could say. But we do have great experience back, and we have a lot of different players that had success a year ago, and, you know, even for previous years other than that, that have, you know, had really good games in the MIAA and conference games that have scored points. And I think that's always, as a coach, it's always comforting knowing that you have some, you know, you have some offensive firepower where you have some players that can step in and score. Now, that being said, we know that there's other teams in this league that have people back too as well. And so we know it's not just us as the ones that, you know, are returning people. And, you know, we finished fourth a year ago in this league. And, you know, obviously we're picked fourth here going into it by the coaches and the media. So we know there's some work ahead of us.
I'll let you both know I picked you higher than fourth. So I have higher expectations than everybody else does, because I know what kind of players you guys are. But as you look at, especially even the new players, are you pleased with the way they're buying in and they're catching on to the system and what you are expecting from them?
Yeah, I mean, for sure with our new players. I mean, our new players, we have, you know, three freshmen and, you know, a transfer in there, and or four freshmen and a transfer. And so, you know, for some of them, it's, you know, it's a whole new experience, the freshman is, for college basketball. And, you know, these guys can tell you that, you know, as your freshman year, there's a lot of learning that goes into that. And, you know, are any of them ready right now to really step in and play significant roles for us? I don't know. We'll have to see, you know, how it goes. I mean, a year ago, I would have told you that I didn't know if the freshmen were ready. And then, you know, one thing happens or another, and, you know, Callie gets hurt, and, you know, Elena has to really step in and play a role, and she really flourished after that, you know. So you just never quite know how it's going to go. You know, Treasure stepped in as a freshman right from the start, and she was ready to play. And, you know, so I think from that perspective, Greg, they've bought in, and they're trying as hard as they can. But the main core of our group is our returners and the ones that we have, and those guys have been outstanding so far.
Where have you seen improvement in those players that are coming back?
I think in their overall confidence as a player, of knowing, you know, what they can or cannot do on the basketball floor, and knowing that they've been there before and that they've been in big games and tough games. And so I think just the overall confidence of improving, a year of maturity that comes with that, and then also just in them individually, like kind of nitpicking some finer points of their games to make themselves a better player, whether it be shooting the basketball from three or their ball handling, or it might even be in the weight room, just making themselves physically stronger or even in their conditioning to be more in shape.
Well, we'll start with the most experienced player that you probably have coming back, and Callie Martin, listed as a graduate student, and this is what, your 10th year?
Feels like it.
You're coming off an injury. How are you feeling going into the season?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. It's been, 9 months since I've played, so I'm just so excited to be back, excited to be out there with my team. It's been a really fun preseason so far. We have a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. We're all ready to get started.
Now, as you look at this team, what stands out about it? What has you excited about the season?
I'm really excited about just our togetherness. We're getting along really well. Our chemistry is really good, and we're going to be fast, man. It's going to be a fun run-and-gun team, and I'm excited for it.
So you're borrowing some of the best run-and-gun schemes in the country, or are you developing your own?
I mean, I think we're just playing to the level of what we feel like our team's capable of playing at, honestly. And, you know, this team does have some speed, and we have the ability to be able to push the ball and get out and run and spread the floor and kind of open up some spacing and that kind of stuff. And so I think, it lends itself to being a fun style of basketball and, you know, something that the fans could enjoy watching, but I think our players enjoy playing in too.
What about you, Treasure? Is that the type of basketball you like to be a part of?
I mean, for me, coming in and, like, really learning, like, the system here, I mean, adapting to his style, I mean, I think it's the best, like he said, for our team and our players. Like, we can get out and run. So, I mean, we're just playing to the level of our capabilities.
What has you excited about this basketball team?
We have a lot of returners. Like, we know each other. We've played with each other for at least 3 years for, like, the returners and the upperclassmen. So I'm just excited to really, like, buy into what he's trying to instill into us, and we're, like, trusting each other and just having a great season.
Well, you're listed as a sophomore, but this is, what, your fourth year? Or is this the fifth year?
I'm a senior in a classroom. That's what I try to compare back to what I am in the classroom. I mean, I guess I'm a COVID sophomore.
COVID sophomore, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what
so.
It'd be classified as, COVID sophomore.
So by the time you're all said and done, you'll have your Ph.D.?
That's what it seems like.
Well, for you in this season, what's your focus? What is it you feel like you yourself as a player want to accomplish to help make this basketball team better?
Me personally, I just have to step into that leader role. I mean, I have to make sure that the girls trust me out on the court to put them in the best situation, and make sure that coach trusts me as well to put the team in a great situation.
Now, coach likes to shoot the three. We know you have some three-point shooters. Are you going to – and you have the ability to knock down the three, but is it the three-point shot you like the best, or do you like dribble drive?
I would say probably my highest percentage shot is probably like mid-range, so I'm more comfortable with the mid-range. But I think my confidence is – like every year my confidence is building with my shooting capability, so I'm looking forward to – start knocking down the shots on the outside.
And Callie rebounds for her every day in a three-point shooting drill that we do, and she makes a significant amount, so she can definitely shoot it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Callie can shoot the three.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, and with this year's team, with everybody that's coming back, has there been talk about what you guys want to accomplish? We'll start with you, Callie.
Oh, yeah. We have some pretty big goals ahead of us. We've written them down on the board. We know what we're going after. And we're all bought in. We're all giving it our all, showing up every day, working towards that goal. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
How much are you looking forward to this season, Treasure?
I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, like last year, I mean, we got upset even the year before that. COVID, like, shutting us down. I mean, we really got a bitter, sour taste in our mouth. So we know what it takes to get there. So we're just going to have to do even more to finish on.
So it's almost like you have unfinished business from two seasons ago.
Absolutely. And that's kind of like how we're playing and how we're practicing every day, especially with the people who have been there before.
And we'll start this next one. First game out, exhibition game at Notre Dame. Callie, how much are you looking forward to this?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Just to be able to get out and play again, I'm really looking forward to it. And at a place like Notre Dame, it's just going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What about you, Treasure?
I mean, I think that, like, this experience is just going to be amazing. Like, you didn't – like, for me, coming into, like, Emporia State Division II, you never think about playing, like, those big-name schools that everyone watches, like, March Madness or just throughout the season. So I'm just really excited for this experience.
And, coaches, you look at this team, what – what do you see as the, I guess for lack of a better term, make or break for them? What's going to determine whether they have a successful season or
not? You know, I think the thing it was a year ago, like I think we were 18-7, and in the seven losses that we had, I believe we had the lead in the fourth quarter in all of those games. And so we just didn't finish games off. And that was a big problem with our basketball team, is that we didn't close in the fourth quarter very well. And so I don't know if that was, you know, a lot of experience in that factor or not, but I feel like after going through that a year ago and knowing that was something that kind of hindered us, that, you know, moving into this season, like, we got to be a team that's able to finish off and close out games. I mean, that's something that's going to be very crucial for our basketball team. And we can't disappear in the fourth quarters, and we have to make sure that those quarters, you know, are won by us for sure. And you know, and then it's going to come down to, I think a lot of it comes down to rebounding the basketball too. If I look in right now in October and I see my basketball team in workouts, I think rebounding is going to be a big key for our basketball team also.
Well, ladies, enjoy your day here at the Basketball Experience. Enjoy your media day, Coach. Have fun on the podium. You're up here in about 7 or 8 minutes.
All right.
Have a great first day of practice tomorrow, and look forward to November the 1st when you take on Notre Dame. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you.
Ladies.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks,
appreciate
Coach.
It.
That's Emporia State head football or head basketball coach on the women's side, Toby Wynn, along with Emporia State basketball players Treasure Job and Callie Martin here on Media Day at the Basketball Experience in Kansas City. We're not that far away from the start of the basketball season. Again, the women will open up November the 1st with an exhibition game at Notre Dame, and the men will open up on November the 3rd with an exhibition game at KU. Again, just to go over the polls, on the women's side, Emporia State women picked fourth in both the media and the coaches poll, and on the men's side, the men are picked seventh in the media poll and ninth in the coaches poll. And that's going to wrap it up for us here from the Basketball Experience in Kansas City, Missouri, where MIAA Media Day is underway. From Kansas City with MIAA Media Day, I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.